Hello, this is Greg with Gamers with Coffee with his friend Clint. Clint's having a little bit of a headache today, so this commute, I don't know. I think life's getting to him.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. What's good with that?
We need more time to game, that's the problem.
Yes, we do. That's true. That is very true.
So. Lot happening, like we talked about in the other ones there. Clint, you're doing some stuff actually on Pokemon.
I'm trying to work on a Pokemon Go video. Not that anyone knows what that is or what that looks like, but I thought it'd be kind of fun. I'm not going to do a big log or anything on it, but I thought it'd be cool to show it in play and how it works. Let's see, what else I had? Other news I had, too, that I forgot from last time when we had Keegan. Because the Omicron Protocol failed. Kickstarter, they withdrew it within the last 5 hours. So they are planning on redoing it, but it did not make it, which, not surprising, I guess.
That's okay. You can save your money for Cyberpunk 2077 tabletop stuff, I sent you some info on and you posted, right?
Yeah.
So that's some cool stuff coming out, too. Video game
that's
wise.
Wasn't a Kickstarter.
There's a ton.
There was some other, I'll have to find it again. There was another Kickstarter game that was had cropped up that I wanted to look at and might be worth our time to at least, peruse. And now I can't remember what it was either because I got distracted by, life and everything else.
Life?
Yeah.
I thought you lived on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
In
the middle of Iowa, I live on a cruise ship.
There you go, cruising through the cornfields.
Had that flown in and buried right there.
Ooh, fancy.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you guys are ever in Iowa and you see somebody in a rowboat in the middle of a cut cornfield, just understand it's probably Clint. Just taking a break for the day. It doesn't make any sense, but it works.
Yeah.
And by the way, Clint, you would need oars for that. As a regular motor won't work.
This is true, yes.
Yeah.
So you sent me the Battletech Kickstarter stuff that's coming. It's not quite there yet, so...
Oh, and someone, now, one of the newer members, which, by the way, a lot of new members in the group and on the page, so we appreciate you guys joining. One of them brought up something called Mech Battle?
Yeah.
No, I'm not familiar with that so much, but I guess...
I'm not either.
Keegan is looking into that one, so...
That's cool. We'll let Keegan maybe run with that one.
I think maybe... Well, I guess it's on the phone, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to do that and see if the... Remember, can post a little bit more because it looks like an interesting game.
It did. It was kind of one of those. I definitely am interested, but time to spend to it and resources. And Pokemon Go is already a battery sucking.
Does it really drain your battery?
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it does. I don't. I haven't played that one yet. I mean, I know what it is, but I haven't played that. Now I'm just trying to finish up the miniatures, and then there's so much coming out too. Video game-wise, I'm not quite sure. I don't have tons of money, like we said the last time, so trying to figure out what game I want to get next is going to be interesting. So, by the way, you guys, those of you that are listening to this and members, post away. You can post video games. The only reason you see miniature stuff up there is some of the miniature guys are posting. You like tanks? Post on that.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys want to post on that's game-related is all good.
Yep. Now we've got elites, and you're deviling into arena for kill team. So we got whole new opportunity to set up a lot of stuff there.
Well, yeah, and I finally picked up the kill team arena the kill team rule book.
Yeah.
Which you have to have because, let's just put it this way. When you buy arena, some of it references you back to that book.
Yeah.
And so then if you don't have it, you need it. So. Yeah. It makes a big difference, too, because it solves the questions on things.
Now you can list build with having the rule book.
Woo! That's a lot funner than sitting down and figuring out bills.
It is. It is very much a lot more fun. I'm still working on Space Marine lists right now from an elite stuff.
Well, you're going to do the Space Wolves, too, aren't you?
Yep, I'm going to do Space Wolves. I'm going to have, depending on what we're playing, I might even do a little bit of Dark Angels, just a small Dark Angels force. Mostly because I have the paints, and I always thought they were really kind of cool, and I can actually run one in Kill Team. Still going to work on the Tau, so still planning on doing that. A little bit more terrain we need to work on. I've got to finish that one Warjack for War Machine so D and I can throw a game down. she's got all those Warjacks and all the Warcasters and stuff we haven't played yet. And I've got that Warjack about half painted and slash assembled. Now wow. I got the lathe so I can machine the pin I need to fix her Sails of Glory ship. Sails of Glory ship.
Ships.
Yeah.
There you go.
So got a lot going and just not a lot of time to do it.
Wow, no wonder you seem to be a little busy there. So there was something else too I wanted to talk about. It's something that's being released too. There's so much out there that
yeah.
trying to look at a few things, and today it's just been kind of a hectic, crazy day. And so although it's a nice little drive right now, the sun's out at least for
yeah.
once.
Yep.
I was beginning to wonder what happened to that. But it's out in force today, so
true.
Pretty nice day overall. Other than that though, you know what? We surpassed 600 downloads, Clint.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's kind of cool.
We had crazy membership and everything.
Yeah. Well, the Facebook group is growing.
That exploded.
Yeah, so is the page. The page has gone from 0 to 100 and something likes and followers now.
Cool.
So that's pretty good. We're glad you guys are all here now.
Yeah.
If you can follow us on the podcast, then that would be even better. Because we're getting people who are downloading, but they're not, quote, following. Well, if you guys want to follow, we'd appreciate it. Of course you don't have to. We would like it if you did.
Yeah.
And give us some suggestions there. And
we got more coming on the Facebook, on the podcast side of it.
There's quite a bit more coming because right now we're doing a commute after work. So it is a little different. But preparing for a podcast, and I want something I was going to run across you guys out there in Clint. Maybe like a roundtable discussion, too, we should do here and there. Just me, you, Ashley, and Keegan, and Dee, if you're listening. You can be in on that, or actually anybody could be on. By the way, I am going to try to do a podcast with a call-in.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So I went down and got the stuff for that. So that'll be something interesting down the road where we can do that, too, like a live call-in or live show type of thing that way.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Just don't spill your coffee. Nobody wants to hear you screaming.
Yeah.
In real time. So.
I like that we had some coffee discussion in our group, too.
Yeah.
Not that we are exclusively about coffee, but I like that there's at least some coffee discussions.
Well, yeah, there is a coffee discussion. We did a podcast on it, too, if you guys go back and look.
I wonder if we shouldn't have a coffee corner.
Yeah, I'll repost that one, too, in case some of the newer people missed out on it and see. So.
Ooh, you're doing remasters of the old podcasts already. We're that far along.
Oh, no, I'm just excited because people are joining the groups, and this is what we wanted. We wanted to get a bunch of gamers together, and that's what we're doing. So, and it's not one niche, so that's the thing. I'm not saying not to be in those because everybody's going to be in their own, but this is just open to everybody. So it's a little bit of a change of pace. We're all in other little groups too, but this is just we can be ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if one day we want to talk about this and the next day we want to talk about that, you know, that's the idea behind it. So you guys don't have to go, oh, geez, maybe I can't post this or I can't post that. As long as it's gaming related,
yeah,
it doesn't matter if you're doing, you know, Risk. Matter of fact, post about Risk, Halo, Risk, whatever.
Oh yeah,
you know. So
the new, what's that new? It's not Call of Duty. One of the video games, the World War II video games, has got a box or there's a Kickstarter for a board game coming.
Oh.
It won a lot of miniatures, a lot of little pieces to it, and I want to say it's Call of Duty, but it's not Call of Duty.
It'll be, we'll have to look that one up.
It's one of the other bigger names, though. And now I'm curious, because I was looking at...
Well, that's cool. I mean, well, some of these bigger names, like Fortnite, you know, everybody knows what Fortnite is for the most part.
Yeah.
They've got their own little Fortnite colors coming to the Xbox. If you want to get a purple Fortnite Xbox. So a lot of these games, too, are branching out into the miniatures because it's double the money and people move over, too. Like before, it was just traditionally just this or just that, but.
Just gonna.
Well, you're at.
I don't know what it came up with because Google's almost worthless anymore.
Well, you. Trying to drive, probably. Well, you were pulled over.
We go stopped ahead, so I could use the phone. Yes.
Well, what the problem with that is there one time you read it, then it puts something else there that thinks you might like.
I don't know.
Tries to guess at what you want and tries to pre-market your stuff. There's a lot of stuff for Kickstarter going on.
Because now that I want to find it, it's going to be...
Well, we could cover it in another one, too, because...
Yeah, I won't have to. It wasn't Band of Brothers, but it's definitely one of the World War II ones that... is coming new to Kickstarter, and I probably should have actually marked it just to look. A lot of updates on Wings of Glory, by the way. That's seeing a lot more activity on Wings of Glory because tripods and triplanes are.
Well, it's coming. Rejuvenating
yeah.
interest too. So, that's the one thing too, man. Sometimes you get all these games, you get caught up playing just one. So just try a few others, you know. Go back, revisit some of the games you started with. Clint's desperately trying to look it up. If you can't find it, that's all right, man.
It's
going to
bug me now. It really is, because it's one of those that I see it, and then I don't think about it. And no, it's not Call of Duty. I know it's not that one. So, I don't know. We'll
figure it out, and we'll put it up there for you guys. But,
speaking of that, I'm going to just, while we're stopped, I'm going to check real quick and see if my Kickstarter app is giving me an update on.
You have a Kickstarter app?
Yeah, I have a Kickstarter app.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, I actually do pay attention to Kickstarter and.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, a lot of cool things are coming out of Kickstarter these days.
There's a lot of miniature terrain stuff, a lot coming up. I wanted to list Last Aurora, which is a post-apocalyptic board game in Northern Tundras. Looks interesting, but it's a board game, so I'm not jumping on it right away. I've got quite a few board games. I was looking for Terrain Exploration, which is a miniature space game. Looks really cool, too. I guess we'll do a little bit about the Kickstarter stuff.
Yeah, we should do a show on upcoming things on that, because... I mean, it is very interesting what they're coming out with, and it is a new way to... do things as crowdfunding because, you know, a lot of times people couldn't get off the ground if they didn't get help.
This is tempting, this 3D alien printable terrain. It's very Tau-esque for the 40K. However, the Kickstarter...
It's the files,
for the 3D. Kickstarter's still a little pricey for just files. I mean, you get a lot. Don't get me wrong, it's cool, but anyone who can do any 3D stuff's going to make their own, too.
Well, so, probably the reason it's pricey is you're going to have a license open with it, and so you're going to be able to print, reprint and sell stuff. So,
all right, so where's my... I want to see what's new on... Because tripods and triplanes are in the United States. You know, I sent you that text saying that, you know, it was there. They... Come on.
It just kind of depends. What area you're in is the one the stuff's released.
Well, the stuff that I'm interested in, it's on its way to Fort Wayne, Indiana, which, you know, that means the container and everything has been offloaded from the ship, and everything's been broken down and sent. China, they're getting their stuff already. Australia's waiting to go through customs. Europe is arrived yesterday at... Harbor.
Ooh, Europe been waiting for that, though.
Yeah, they have.
That whole area is going to blow up with that. There's a lot of buzz out that way. What you have to remember, though, too, is in that part of the world, as far as miniatures go, they are more into historical stuff.
Yeah, they are.
Historically themed. Not that triplanes and tripods is historical. Martians didn't attack in World War I, but all the planes are authentic, and it's that kind of a thing. So in the U.S., it's more geared towards, like, fantasy.
Yeah.
More of a fantasy kind of feel. You're big on fantasy. So, depends on where you live.
I hope to be hearing, or we'll have an update on tripods and triplanes, and then we'll have our unboxing and everything soon. That'll be a fun video to do. Looking forward to that.
Again, I have to remind you, now that you have the islands and shoals, and I have an official yes. Aries map, we should just try to, even if it's in the evening, if you can, depending on your work schedule, get together and just do one game.
Yeah.
And videotape it so people can see this map, which looks pretty cool, and the shoals.
Yes, indeed.
And then maybe we could start our own game called Escape from Work.
Good luck on that one.
Actually, it's pretty cheap. Just buy a set of dice and roll.
Do I did that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Then I found a job that didn't suck.
There you go. Clint's now in a better place, everyone.
Yes.
That kind of sounds bad, but...
Wish it paid a little better, but...
Well,
we're still stopped, so in case everyone wonders about the background noise and everything, we're actually stopped. I'm just skimming Facebook real quick to see if that Kickstarter pops up, but I doubt it.
People are out and everything. Oh, that's your phone.
Yeah, it's because of the ads.
Ads? They actually put ads on phones?
Yeah. Not just Facebook.
I get inundated with them, I know. They're everywhere.
Facebook just seems to bury you with them.
Well, that's its goal.
Yeah,
that's why it's there.
What is that? Auto chess?
What?
Auto chess?
Auto chess. Okay, well, I don't know.
Might be worth looking into later.
Well, what we'll do is we've got to get caught up on some of this and then do a podcast on that. And for that, we could go ahead and let you guys go because right now, Clint's a little obsessed with looking things up. So what we should do, honestly, is just look a few of these things up and then...
Because then it's going to bug me until I find it, and I won't find it.
Well, what'll happen is you'll find it later. Later tonight, you'll be sitting there at home getting ready to go to bed or something. Oh, and you'll find it, and you'll be like, ah!
I did that with Omicron Protocol, too, and I finally did find it, and there's the Last Aurora again. Which I'm just not going to backroll Last Aurora.
Well, there's just a lot of big stuff, like we talked about the one podcast. You got a lot of big names getting into the miniature stuff.
Did you see that Miniature Marketplace now has their own gaming page?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yep.
That's interesting.
They're trying to get their own gaming Facebook group and podcast and everything going.
So. Interesting. It seems like when you do something, everybody else does it.
Yes, I noticed that.
But it's okay.
I've noticed that as well.
Well, there are other gaming podcasts. There's not a lot of them, and there's none of them like ours. That's all true. Basically, in one category, one thing, and those guys are really good at what they do. And so I'm not knocking them by any means.
Yeah.
Ours is just unique in the sense that we're not... I mean, we're making this open for everybody, so...
Yeah.
We can do some specific shows you guys request. A few of you guys did send emails in, and we went off of what you said. So, you know, the rest of you can, too. Let us know. I mean, that's why the link's there on the front of the Podbean page. And you can follow us on iHeartRadio or Google Music. It's free there. You're not going to be charged. You know, so go follow us. You'll know when things come out. Send us... something.
I'm not even going to try looking for
He's giving up.
I'll find it later. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
If it creeps up, I'll try to remember to write it down. Or, I know, it just looked kind of neat, but for a board game, one, I bet you it'll have almost a $100 price tag because of all the stuff that's in it. And it was a lot of, everything was in hexagonal spaces for movement. But the building, it had little tanks with it. It had almost... Not quite, but I think almost Flames of War scale German tanks, and the buildings were kind of cool, but they were all hexagonal and could be linked together for...
That's kind of neat. It's more portable.
Yeah.
Man,
there was just this giant... I mean, the bag was the size of my hand, just filled with dice. Like, that's a lot of dice.
Why would you need that?
Because it's kind of dice heavy for what you're doing. Well, it's a board game, so that makes sense. I mean... I guess technically, like Adeptus Titanicus is a little dice heavy if you're playing the advanced rules. But I see the point of it being dice heavy versus just, oh, well, critical effect happens and now this system is damaged. Versus, you know, here you're now rolling to see it's a more enriching outcome.
Well, that's also dealing more. There's a lot more to that, or there seems to be more to that because that's dealing with robots and mechanical stuff.
That's dealing with giant.
Giant, yeah.
Giant walking buildings almost. So, I mean, it's one we'll have to delve into later. I just want to get the stuff so we have it, and then we can worry about delving into it and getting more focused on it later. I'm liking with Kill Team Elites and stuff. You know, I want to bolster these other scenarios. I want to do a little more of the arena stuff that you guys were doing, because that looked like a lot of fun.
Actually, it was, and here's the thing. Sometimes these tabletop miniatures, you look at them and go, that looks boring, because you're looking at the picture,
yeah,
and you're not actually in the game. And video games, of course, they do everything for you,
yeah,
as opposed to you doing it on the table. So we go back and forth. We enjoy both of those and everything in between, literally, on gaming. It's just, it's different, you know, but that's all I can say.
Yeah.
So with Kill Team Arena, if you don't know, the nice thing is the guys you use in Warhammer can be used in Kill Team Arena and vice versa. So you're not, once you get your models or your figures, whichever you'd like to call them, you can move them around into these different games all based in that.
Yeah.
You know? So you're not, once your initial investment's in, you're basically able to, well, today I'm playing Warhammer. Oh, not tomorrow, I'm playing Kill Team Arena. No, I'm going to play, they have Battle Brothers in there. And so what that is inside the Kill Team Arena box is your book. You've got 10 missions to play, and you got to play it exactly the way it says, so no one can cheat. Then they have 10 more, which is Battle Brothers, and that is 4-player. That's 2 people against 2 people.
Nice.
And it doesn't matter what, they let you. So when normally you go, oh, those two factions can't fight together. Well, yeah, they can now.
Yeah.
So now what you can do is, like me and you could be against the wife and Keegan.
Yeah, which makes sense. Yeah.
Vice versa. And so, but the games are set up for the 2 maps. So what you need, someone else also needs a copy of Kill Team Arena, because it's like double map.
Oh, I see.
You know, and so you got the double train. And honestly, the train is placed where they tell you, how they tell you. And here's the cool thing I found out, Clint, when we did it the other day, is the terrain can explode, and it does area damage.
Nice.
So you can roll to shoot the barrels.
Yeah.
If somebody like Keegan is hiding behind them, and he's within 2 inches, it can literally take the model out.
That's, I need to get a copy. Well, so then it's, maybe I'll pick up a copy of Arena 2, and then we've got the double maps, and I want the rule book anyway. So.
Well, you'd have the extra terrain, yeah, but I mean, what it is so like the doors can open and close. You know, but if you're not careful and you stop in the middle of a doorway and it can close on you, it can also kill your model.
Oh, nice.
So you can't just hide behind doors because people can roll to open them.
Yeah.
You could try to counter roll to keep the door from opening, but either way, then there's lines of sight. So it's quite interesting. And with 4 rounds, it doesn't matter how much you have out there.
Yeah.
And 4 rounds is over. It's how many victory points you have.
Yeah.
So it adds a completely different level. When we did it, when we were slow, it was 38 minutes.
Yeah.
That's pretty fast being slow at it. In other words, we had to keep checking the book and stuff.
Yeah.
So once you got to playing it,
I'm
betting you'll cut another easy 10 minutes off. So I'll bet the average game will be right around the 30 minutes, maybe 40-minute mark if you drag it out. But that tells me if you double it up, it'd probably be about an hour game, which is pretty quick.
Yeah.
And before you say you can't do that, if you've ever sat and played 4 hours on your PS or your Switch or your Xbox, then you could sit and play an hour and do that too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if we're doing double up, then that would be cool. I'd totally be down with that. Especially if I am playing Space Wolves, then that puts 2 Space Marine forces against 2 Xeno forces, or Chaos and Xeno force.
Which might work. We would have a chance then.
Yep. I'm going to wrangle Evie here.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to let you guys go. You have a good rest of your day.
Yes.
Follow the podcast. Yes. Join our groups.
Like, subscribe, all the good stuff.
All the good stuff. We're doing
Let's go.
Have a good day, guys.